What should Nome do in the wake of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers putting a proposed expansion of the city's port on pause for the next year? That question ultimately dominated this week's city council meeting, the first for newly elected Mayor Richard Benville. First on the council's agenda, approving the Nome Emergency Shelter Team, or NEST, to utilize the XYZ Senior Center for laundry and showers once a week. A Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, came up at the last council meeting, but it got bogged down over concerns that grants used to build the senior center would not allow for more novel uses like shower and laundry for Nome's homeless. Those concerns were laid to rest by an email from a city attorney, as read by Councilmember Gerald Brown.
An email from the lawyer, basically, that ends with the statement, no good reason not to enter into the MOU.
Presented alongside updated liability insurance from NEST, the council unanimously approved the shelter's use of the senior center's laundry and showers once a week. The council moved quickly through other business, approving a first look to new resolutions relating to heating oil and fuel contracts for the City of Nome and Nome Public Schools. Also updated a list of who among the council and city staff are authorized to sign checks and access the city's financial accounts, a necessary change with new faces in the jobs of mayor, city manager, city clerk, and council member. And those new faces had a big question to tackle. Just how should Nome move forward after news of the Army Corps' 12-month suspension of a proposed deep draft expansion of the Nome port? The Army Corps cites Shell Oil's disappointing search for Chukchi oil this summer, and the company's decision to put its Arctic oil ambitions on hold, quote, for the foreseeable future, as changing the core economics of any Arctic port. It was a question that led to some debate with few specifics between Councilmember Stan Anderson and City Manager Tom Moran.
We have to have a plan. I mean, are we going to sit on our thumbs?
No, we certainly are not.
There is still a group that's kind of pushing Fort Clarence, and if we don't watch what's going on, they could push us off to the side.
We are not going to sit on our hands. We have a very active plan in place.
We need to have something in writing what we're doing. I think the public needs to know where we're going to be spending our time and our money.
Moran says the city plans to spend that time and money seeking other congressional avenues for federal funding of the port, as well as looking into public-private partnerships. Mayor Benville says he'll also meet with Governor Bill Walker about the issue next week in Juneau, as well as potentially take a trip to Washington in the near future. But Benville reiterated his view that expansion of Nome's port and having any deep draft facility in the Arctic is about more than oil.
Shell oil is Shell oil, and that's but one thing. And I think what we need to remember is that there's a much larger thing down the road. And it has to do with issues that are well beyond that, like national security, protection of our rights. You know, we have an accessible shoreline. And coming down the line, and I look 5 to 10 years as traffic increases, so it is not just petroleum resources.
As the meeting closed, the focus shifted briefly from petroleum to fluoride after the city council learned fluoridation of city water had ceased. In an email, utility manager John Handelin says fluoridation of city water had been suspended due to a lack of certified operators. It was a known issue to city manager Moran, but news to some on the council and to the mayor, who directed Moran to, quote, pull the chain on the utility board to comply with the city's own ordinances, which requires both chlorine and fluoride be added to the city water.